Strange Adventure. John Friday was enjoying his second cup of coffee when Henrietta Harper, the cute red-headed waitress and light of John's life, stopped at his side.
John, I was waiting on those two men back there, and I overheard them talking. They're planning to rob your mine.
How do you know?
Well, I heard them say that they knew where you stored the gold ore back in the old shaft, and it would be a cinch to get away with it. You better get out there and hide that gold.
Oh, gosh, thanks for the tip. I'll try to get out without them seeing me, Henrietta.
But hardly had John reached the door when the two men in the rear booth arose and sauntered toward the cashier's desk. John reached the hitch rack where his horse was tied and fairly leaped into the saddle. A moment later, he was fanning leather along the dusty trail toward the Black Maverick mine. As he topped the ridge and started down toward the ledge where his mine was located, he saw a small cloud of dust in the distance and knew he was being followed. He guided his horse down a shortcut to the old shaft, where his small catch of gold was hidden. The little man raced into the shaft and worked feverishly for a few moments. When he stepped to the entrance with a heavy bag over his shoulder, he could see the two pursuers entering the canyon below him. John mounted and climbed the trail that led to the wide plateau that cattlemen called High Prairie. Far across this plain lay the south end of the vast Diamond D Ranch. John knew he had one hope of escape. Tex Talbot and his cowboys were working this section of the range, and he would be safe if he could reach their camp before he was overtaken. He spurred his horse into a run as his pursuers reached the rim of the plateau. But they were gaining. A shot whistled close by, and John crouched low in his saddle, the heavy bag pounding against his leg. Then a sudden thought struck him. He lifted the bag to the saddle and opened it. In plain sight of the gaining outlaws, he reached into the bag and took out a couple of small yellow lumps. He tossed them into the dust behind him, hoping his bit of ancient strategy would work. John Friday dared a backward glance at the two outlaws. He saw them halt, leap from their horses, and pick up the two shiny bits of ore. The brief respite gave him a chance to gain a few yards. The robbers were remounting when John dropped more of the gleaming metal into the trail. He reached a small ravine and eased his horse over the rim. Directly below him was the camp of the Diamond D Cowboys. The men were gathering around him when two very surprised outlaws suddenly found themselves surrounded. John waved toward the strangers.
Grab those men. They were trying to rob the mine.
After the outlaws had been captured, John told his story. One of the cowboys spoke up.
Yeah, but all that gold, they may have got away with it.
Oh, that wasn't real gold I dropped. No, that was fool's gold. The real stuff is still back at the mine.
It was a happy gang that sat around the campfire that night as John Friday joined the cowboys in song.
Out on the high prairie, out where I long to be, let me spread my blanket beneath the stars out on the high prairie.
Well, this is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Chicken Suspicion, our next tale of strange adventure.